Greetings, and welcome to episode 25. This is Dr. Effie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Effie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5 times Amazon best-selling author, radio show host, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Effie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast focuses on some interviews I participated in with Glambitious Magazine and the Tammy Collins radio show, Millionaires in Training in Texas. The interviews were about educational and inspirational and motivational topics. Now I take this opportunity to share with you, the listeners. One question posed was, what do you feel would be the adequate address to the crippling economic issues prevalent among people today? My response, there are so many factors and it is not one thing, but a multitude of many things, such as lack of jobs, lack of education, lack of resources, lack of hope, so many things that we could list. The local, state, and federal levels must put resources into deprived neighborhoods and help people to acquire skills, education, trade, military, become entrepreneurs, and to really help them to elevate themselves. Also, providing ongoing support and a framework to assist our economic issues. We have to empower others, even in schools and communities, by giving hope, elevating their education, as I mentioned earlier, creating a sense of belonging. And sometimes we all know that schools are a reflection of society. As I've shared before, I've turned around some of the most challenging schools. It can be done. You have to believe, you have to put resources in, and you have to be very strategic with your initiatives. Another question. What are the key factors that determine academic success? Well, there are so many factors, but I can just focus on my journey and share that with you, such as attitude, hard work, setting goals, being disciplined, having people to inspire and motivate and encourage you, having support, dreaming, that's right, have those big dreams, having support, dreaming, believing in yourself, surrounding yourself with the people based on where you want to go in life, having those strong connections, learning relevant information about what profession you want to go into, being exposed, connecting to mentors, and putting yourself in the right places, in the right program, and tapping into many, many resources. All the things that you can't measure on a test score, trust me, I have always believed that one must educate the whole child, and I talk about this even in my book, The Heart of School Transformation. It is, you must educate the whole child's social, emotional, academic, psychological, environmental, and physiological aspects. Also, another question posed, it was stated that I am a woman of magnitude, and as an educator, you share your gift of inspiration and teaching with the world. My goal in life is to allow God to align my purpose with my destiny and be able to use all my God-given gifts to make a profound difference in the lives of others. So the exact question presented was, what encouragement can you give to those who are struggling with life challenges that proved to be debilitating to the mind, body, and spirit? And my response is, believe in something. For me, it is a higher power. It is God. Surround yourself with the opposite of where you currently are if it is not good. Be encouraged. Use other people as an example. Get a mentor. Seek counseling. Guidance in some form, a pastor, a friend. You must keep moving forward no matter where you are and what you are going through, what challenges you have faced, what obstacles you have encountered, what you don't have, keep moving and that too shall pass. You will find a way to overcome, to get through, and to use it to magnify yourself and make an impact in someone else's life. I remember this question. Who were inspirational role models in your life? Well, I can definitely share this, and I think I've said this so many times before. It was my parents, first and foremost. My late mother, Evangelist Effie Manley, and my father, Reverend John Manley, they had so much wisdom. Even though my mother had an eighth grade education and my father a ninth grade education, they inspired and motivated me. Cousins also who were doing well in life were also an inspiration. I had teachers that I tried to emulate and wanted to be just like them. I would say, oh my goodness, I want to be just like you when I grow up. Circle of influence in my life, those who I saw every single day and poured into the making of who I am today. I am blessed also that I came from a rich heritage of kings and queens. Former Prime Minister of Jamaica, Micah Manley, the King of Scotland, King David, the pioneer, Daniel Boone, and the list goes on. It's important for kids to know their heritage, their legacy, so that they too will be inspired. Also, I remember this. One question, again, was, you have led two schools to become Piedmont Signature Schools. You have almost 30 years of experience in public education, and you served as a teacher, assistant principal, executive director, principal, school executive, professor, as well as served at the post-secondary educational level. And the question was about budgets. And also, what can you share with the listening audience on how one can reach this momentous feat? And my response was just simply believe and strive to achieve your goals every single day. Serve with passion, serve from the heart, make sure you get the developmental skills needed to lead at the next level. Example, if you're desiring to become a principal, serve as an assistant principal. Be well-versed in your knowledge and skills and be a lifelong learner. Know about the school that you're going to go into and the work that needs to be done in that particular school if you want to become a principal. And that's no matter what job you go into. Always study and be well-read. Know about the programs and the initiatives, about research and effective strategies in order to move every single person in that school to reach their capacity and also how you can move that entire school. I recall this being asked of me. I'm aware that you are committed, a mind professional, performance-driven, and extremely energetic, producing your own unique work, and you have had such a compelling vision. What is your compelling vision of how to develop leadership strategies? And I simply responded by saying, assess where you are and where you want to go. Self-awareness, self-knowledge, are critical in developing and expanding your skills. You must know yourself and what your deficits are and what your strengths are as well. Rome, as I always say, was not built in a day, and your leadership skills will not be to the level that you desire right away. Master small leadership goals and continue to devise new goals. Self-mastery of skills and keep moving forward. For example, I went to many leadership programs across the country. And you've heard me say this before, from Harvard University to Howard University, in order to hone my skills. Sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone and confront what you are afraid of. Take on those challenges. Be the person you thought you couldn't be and continue to reflect often, just to name a few. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When I come back, I will continue sharing more about this particular topic. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressyspeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. I'll be right back. Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Hello, this is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. As I shared earlier, I had many questions posed to me, and I'm just sharing just a few of the questions and some of my responses. But one question in particular that sort of resonated with me, can you give us an example in your life where you were able to gain from the pain by turning a situation of adversity to victory in your life? And I simply said what I've always shared before. I grew up poor. Most people will say I had a very humble beginning, not having and desiring more. So creating what I wanted in my life and what I wanted it to be like was very important. Some people back then did not believe in me. My dad told others I was going to college, and they said she will never make it because of being poor. Who is going to pay for it? But I actually had more riches than what they knew. I had parents, I had hope, and I had a strong work ethic. Now, thanks to God, I will soon have hopefully 5 degrees because I'm working on a divinity degree. This is why I wrote my book about my life to inspire others so that they can be inspired and help them through personal challenges. Things that sometimes people say to you, it will make you stronger. And it will give you one more little thing to say, I can do that. Let me show you how I can do that. And then one day when you become successful and reach the pinnacle of where you want to be, you can look back and share with others. Another question, and oftentimes I talk about my first book that I wrote. I've been contributing author, co-author, visionary author. I have not been as of yet, but that is on my goal list. And also forward author. So my very first book, the interviewer asked me to share with the listening audience about my book, The Heart of School Transformation, My Journey into Transforming Urban Schools. And this is really about how to do the work of transforming a school, what strategies you must employ, what techniques I used in those particular schools, and just how basic steps to do the work. Leading schools to success from no growth to high growth and becoming a signature school. Also in the book, I talk a little bit about my early beginnings. It is a very easy read and very informational. Another question posed, what does power mean to you? P-O-W-E-R. To me, power means the ability to impact. One who possesses power can impact the lives of others, the mindset of others, and the present and future existence of mankind. Power is a concept that brings about positive thoughts and represents strength. It denotes the ability to influence that can lead to systemic and massive changes with a profound and lasting impact on an individual, a community, a state, a nation, and eventually the world. And definitely, last but not least, they wanted me to talk about 2 pieces of business advice for emerging entrepreneurs. There are 2 essential business advice strategies I would want others to employ. One is to follow your passion and design your business around what brings you happiness, what gives you joy, and creates a sense of internal peace while doing it. Always do what you love and love what you do. The second piece of advice I offer is to elevate who you are, your skills, and your knowledge. Never be complacent and have the mindset that you have arrived. Always seek to be better than you were yesterday and greater than you will be tomorrow. Strive for unimaginable greatness. Seek to solve complex issues in the world and share with others a portion of what has been given to you. Serve with a purpose, walk into your destiny, and live in your promise. I hope that this will be impactful to your life. My quote that I always leave you with, that is, remember that education is hard work H-A-R-D, but it is also heart work, H-E-A-R-T. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.DrEffieSpeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Effie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.